I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show. You know, I remember years ago, we started talking about this student loan thing that we led off the show with today. It's always something important to people about Obamacare and how it intersects with that, the student loan program through the government helping fund that. So maybe President Trump was trying to find a way because he wanted something big done. That would have been big. And the media doesn't tell people that, of where some of this money goes. But apparently they just didn't think anything was doable that would be big to push back on this. And instead, about the only thing in here I think they're using to counter the Democrats is the idea of... You can pay this off and have student loan forgiveness in a quicker period of time. That seems to be the big counter. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. Now, I go to Matt Drudge because it's part of the job. And I remember the first time Matt Drudge really broke the Clinton story with Monica Lewinsky, right? But Matt Drudge, something has happened there. People I talk with are unsure. Does Drudge still run Drudge? Did he sell it? What the heck is going on? He's really been going after President Trump. Looking at a report today, though, that says, and I scanned his website today, he's avoiding a lot of political things that he's putting up because there's been a mass exodus of Trump supporters. He lost, Dan, Matt Drudge, on average, over 20 million monthly visitors. And that is due to people going, wow, what's he doing with Trump? In the early days of February 2016, Drudge Report was a political hub that drew over 100 million visitors per month. 38% of its vaunted homepage was election news. Nearly all of it was either pro-Trump or anti-everyone else. Now, the anti-Trump Drudge Report is a different beast altogether. So far in February, 11% of the headlines have been about the election. How much of it was pro-Trump? Zero. But he's trying to avoid the political in the middle of one of the hottest political seasons ever. That's a lot of people. The audience that supports the president has been leaving Drudge Report for months. In just the last six, they've hemorrhaged nearly 30% of their traffic as over 20 million have left per month. Wow. So this is an oddity with Drudge and why that's happening. And I'll be telling you, I'd look at the page 10, 12, 15 times a day, whether or not he's avoiding politics more, because he doesn't seem to want to do anything that might be tipped toward President Trump. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You push pound 1210, and we'll get you on board. Here is Chuck Todd citing a quote from Bill Kristol. Remember Bill Kristol, the Never Trumper? And here he and his panel on MSNBC compare the Bernie bros to Nazis. But then he attacks Trump even more. And Chuck Todd is saying to get at Trump. And Bernie a bit. It just shows you he's part of Chuck Todd, the sleepy eyes, the Democrat establishment. He is trying to say, do you need these vicious people on Twitter, an army of them, to come out? Is that the edge? So he starts with Bernie, but then quickly he uses that as a bank shot toward President Trump to make the point that, yeah, that's why Trump is winning and that's why Bernie's doing well. They just have people that scare you to death on Twitter for their guy. Is that what Democrats need to do?
They're enthusiastic and they will not be denied. And that's the other problem going forward. There is going to be a huge resentment if some huge pool of money goes elsewhere, if Bloomberg makes a move, if Biden collapses, if there's a stop Bernie movement. That is going to be to hell will pay with the Bernie people because they are so committed.
Hey, I want to bring up something that Jonathan last put in the Bulwark today, and it was about how, and Ruth, we've all been on the receiving end of the Bernie online brigade. And here's what he says. He says, no other candidate has anything like this sort of digital brown shirt brigade. I mean, except for Donald Trump. The question no one is asking is this. What if you can't win the presidency without an online mob? What if we now live in a world where having a bullying aggro social media army running around, popping anyone who sticks their head up is either an important ingredient for or a critical marker of success?
Okay, wow. Okay, that's
I know everybody's freaking out about this, but you saw the MAGA rally that's preparing around here. There are people coming from 3 or 4 states on that. That's real, and you know, this is like burning.
That is a really depressing sentence that you just read. But we saw a little bit of this at the state party Democratic dinner Saturday night, where Pete Buttigieg was talking about how it's not, you can't always have a revolution. And the Bernie supporters there, who had great flashing purple signs, started chanting, Wall Street Pete, Wall Street Pete. This is the makings of an ugly primary season coming ahead of us and the makings of a potentially really ugly general election campaign.
So here's Chuck Todd. Let's review now. Going after the Bernie bros as by using this by extension, right? Nazis on here, but then immediately jumping to Trump. So the idea is that it's not just widespread support for Bernie because he's authentic, for Trump because he's authentic, but it's just people that are bullying, attacking beyond belief. And that's why they're winning. So this is what you need to win. You need to get thousands and thousands and thousands of people, be it Bernie. They're trying to stop Bernie here and say they're just out of control. They're like Nazis. It's amazing stuff. They're losing their minds here. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. Side question of the day. We'll send you to Down in Derby. We're going to be talking later on as we get closer to it with Tomasoa Wineries. They were there last year. It's a great event over in South Jersey. Got a pair of tickets. It's the Derby. It's the festive nature of it. It's wine. It's all that stuff. We'll have that later in the week associated with this. And they're one of the great wineries that will be there. So all you have to do is just give us the biggest upset. We've had some pretty creative ones. Any on Twitter, Dan? Any upsets on Twitter that you have?
1980 Winter Olympics men's hockey team. Right. Villanova, 1985. President Trump beating Hillary Clinton after having the 92% polling. 1980 Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson.
Douglas, yeah.
And finally, the Democrats being upset every time Trump beats them at their silly games.
All right, it's not an upset, but okay, got it. So you can hit us at Dom Show 1210. Take our poll, too. How's the poll going? We asked, how big of a threat is Nanny Doomberg to President Trump being reelected? Got a lot of voting going on in that at Dom Show 1210.
Right now, so we asked from 1 to 10, how big of a threat is Bloomberg? 43% say 0 to 3 is their rating, no threat at all. 34% say he's a mild threat. 18% say he is threatening. And 5% say he's a huge threat.
I think at this point I would go mild threat. He's not no threat at all. If you're willing to spend $2 billion, I know he's humorless. I know all the stuff we've been mocking. But Democrats are looking for anything here. And that would be a lot of money. $2 billion, still more to spend, or even more than that. It's not everything. Let's see what happens to him in that first debate. That'll be a tell. If he really gets dusted up based upon the stuff we played today, what he said about African-Americans and stop and frisk, that would be pretty interesting. All right, a little Valentine's Day dilemma, Dan, and we'll open it up, people, and they can hit me on Twitter. Rose not listening now. She's in the throes of pre-K with 17 kids. But she has a thing for Valentine's Day, about the flowers. We don't go out on Valentine's Day. That's for amateurs. It's like going out on New Year's Eve, I think. You're tired. It's on a Friday this year. It's more expensive and all. You can't really enjoy it on the day of. I reject that whole thing, you know? Mm-hmm. It becomes pro forma that you have to do it. But she wants the flowers delivered to her where she works.
Look, I get it
at
for
school. Yeah.
I get it for Roe because, and I think you got to do it because she's in a place where she can display them proudly to her students and the other teachers. And it's a sense of pride thing. Like, look, my husband loves me. He sent me flowers. But if you're working in a cubicle,
right?
I think it's just corny to get flowers sent to the office. And I've never talked about it with Maisie, and I'm sure she probably, you know, if I'm being honest, she probably wants it. But gosh, I would judge her if she didn't say, I would feel weird if you sent me flowers to my cubicle.
All right. I think you're underestimating the female impulse in this one a little bit.
You think so?
It's big, yeah.
I
don't know her as well as you do, obviously, but I think there's almost a universality here.
It's just, I don't know. I think it's just such a materialistic thing.
Yeah, I get
like,
it.
Like, oh, look, I got my flowers.
I know.
Co-worker.
I remember when I was still teaching high school, the girls that didn't get them, and he would send all kind of flowers. Some of them got 8 to 10 dozen, like 100 roses or something.
Well, that's what it reminds me of middle school Valentine's Day, where you're if you don't get the Valentine, then you're the one left out.
Yes, it is like that, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just don't like buying into that.
The office did a whole thing. Phyllis is the one that had constant flowers coming. Mm-hmm. All right, so any advice on that? 855-839-1210. I think I'm going to do it this year. Not committing yet. I need to take the pulse. This is like a political poll before I go down that path. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Of course, in addition to removing the Vindman brothers, you know, the joke was they're identical twins. They had to take both out of the White House because they wanted to make sure they got the right guy. Remember Vindman? Testifying against the president. Yesterday, President Trump removed from National Security Council 70 Obama holdovers. Now, they go to other positions and all that. But, you know, I think that's a good thing. They have cut 70 positions. I don't know why they need that number of people, but they do. And this is the deep state. These are people that would be tempted the closer we get toward election season toward going down the path of undermining the president. So 70 Obama holdovers scrubbed from the National Security Council. Now, if Obama were following Trump and he did this, it would be a blip on the radar screen. Now we're told there's no way we'll be able to be secure because these people are being reassigned. It's the right thing to do. It's not vicious or anything else. We're in an election season, and this is exactly where the trouble came from that started this. Vindman is a major, major player here. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210.
I'm in trouble.
You get on board. All right, on Twitter, is the mob coming after you?
No one's coming after me on Twitter. I just texted Maisie saying, hey, would you want me to send flowers to your work?
Yeah.
And she puts up in all caps, I would love it if you sent flowers to my work. And then a second message saying, it's definitely not corny, stop.
There you go. I strike again. My advice works again, or at least in this case.
Yeah.
We'll see as the day goes on.
Now I'm entitled to send her freaking flowers at work.
Well, that's
it. Still have time is the question.
You shouldn't have gone out there on the ledge and been as adamant. You should have been noncommittal and saying, well, I don't know. And
you buried me in this hole, Don.
Not make a face of the good argument.
You're buying flowers for my girlfriend.
It is the vortex hour, so we may have to get Joe on both who it is that's the biggest upset he can think of, and also Joe is such a guy that's so highly rated on Twitter on this show. I'm sure he has an answer to, do females really want flowers at work around Valentine's Day?
I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he's, you know, as he's eating bagels over there, I'm sure he's got, that's brain food.
With his mouth open.
Yes.
I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR.
All right, it is dumb time. Minuteman out there. We'll try that out for a while. Welcome in. Let's go deep inside the vortex to see what Joe thinks of the great Valentine's Day question and see who is upset for our side question of the day. Some vortex music, please.
Oh, boy.
All right, Joe, what's your upset winner today? Who do you like?
My upset is definitely the Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, Tonight Show debacle from 2010.
Debacle?
You think Leno coming back was an upset?
Yes. Oh,
I would have bet on that. Jay Leno in the infighting is probably the best ever. His agent in one book was hiding in a closet to hear the Letterman stuff, the executives going back and forth.
Well, Helen Kushnick got the job for him.
Yeah, she... I love that. I talked to her once. Heck of an agent.
Did you really? Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Well, I got Leno on a couple
times. I'm starstruck.
I got Leno on a couple of times, and it didn't go too well one time, and one time it did. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that I mean the whole Team Coco thing arose from that, but the Letterman one too. They're tied, and then for Valentine's Day, I definitely think you should send your girl flowers at the office. Be classy, you know.
There you go, Dan. The world
What's
is
classy
closing
about
in
it?
On you.
Classy.
Everything's classy about it.
I don't think it's classy.
All right, we need someone to bail Dan out. I may have gotten him into trouble.
Dad texting me now saying that I really stepped in that one. Thanks, Dad.
How about we ask Maisie?
Oh, I already did.
Well, right. I may have to ask Ro now if Dan should, but that means then I definitely have to do it then.
She writes, you definitely don't have to send them because I understand it's expensive, but if you're asking my opinion, I think the gesture is sweet, not corny.
Oh, beautifully put by this woman. And she's an accountant. Notice how she included both her accountant gravitas in there. It's expensive, but sweet, not corny.
Yep.
That is very
always thinking about the money.
No, but that's very pithy, though. Sweet, not corny. She just compressed it.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't do 3 hours of talk radio. It's too much compression. She got to expand.
Yeah.
But there, she's right on the money. I'm a dead man this year. I got to do it now. Bro will be alerted to this. Her spidey sense has gone off.
I'm the lucky single one. I don't have to do that at all.
No, they'll probably be sending them to you, Joe. I mean, we'll be Sadie Hawkins Day is right around the corner.
Yeah.
We got to come up with something big for that because Nancy Pelosi will be in town for that National Denture Day, too, I think it is, over there at Camden County College or University or whatever they are. All right, 855-839-1210. Thank you, Joe, for clearing that up. Leno, that's I would have bet on Leno against the opponents there. Yeah, definitely. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Now, I still have people hanging in. I'm going to you. We started off today talking about the Trump budget. Now, you know the big stuff in here. Your eyes start to glaze over. I know Congress is the one that the fighting and all that. But, you know, it is a political statement. It's a statement of values. And in here, President Trump, it's rumored, wanted something big. His instincts are good on this. To push back against, he sees what I see, Democrats using this cancel all student loan debt. His instinct's good there. You can't just wish stuff away. They couldn't come up with anything big. But he does put in there, let's increase money for prisoners to get college degrees. I oppose that. I get it. I get what he's trying to do. I oppose it. And a lot of you are making a lot of excuses on something like this, particularly given student loan debt. Let's go to George in York. Hey, George, thanks for hanging in. Good morning. Go right ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Number one, there's college students that graduate college with stellar degrees, with stupid stuff like DUIs, public drunkenness, which being a college student, getting a public drunkenness charge is not very hard, okay, that can't get jobs when they get out of college because of misdemeanors, okay? There's online crap that some of these people have with awesome degrees, and they can't get jobs. How the heck are we going to get prisoners with felonies, whether it be murder, drug charges, whatever?
Well, I'll give you the worst.
I'll
give you the worst. That's the hardest, and I understand why it is. You know, a murderer, people in an office might say, well, maybe that was a one-time thing. If they're a rapist, though, or something like that, I think that's going to be pretty hard to be working in an office setting with women, et cetera. You know?
Vocational training is what they need.
Yeah.
Vocational. Electricians, plumbers, truck drivers. And some truck driving companies won't give you a job if you have felonies.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear
won't.
You. Right.
I mean,
so the, you're saying the college degree is not going to wash away the felony?
No.
Yeah, that's a tough reality. What's your upset, George?
Oh, this year's Super Bowl.
Think that was an upset.
The comeback. Well, I mean, they came back from like, sure, we're not going to make this one. We're in trouble.
Okay, I think that's a comeback. You know, I don't know that it's an upset. In fact, they were favored. So we're looking at upsets today, given New Hampshire and what will happen tonight. And we're also kind of thinking, who do we want to win in this? You know, part of me thinks if Elizabeth Warren wins tonight, which she's not going to, I'm just a hope, this really scrambles things up. It'll be incredible. I want this to go on to the convention. I know some of you are afraid, though. I put this up on Twitter last week, Dan, and a lot of people, oh, no, because they're afraid of Michelle Obama. They think Michelle Obama will jump in then if this goes off to a brokered convention. Well, if that happened, if there's a broker convention, it is going to be nuts as far as, you know, how that would turn out. Come on, it's not going to work.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Philosopher Joe. 855-839-1210, you get in. All right, Joe in Glenside, one of my favorite towns, Glenside. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Don?
Good, Joe.
I got to say, I get off pretty easy with my wife because she doesn't have a green thumb. So anything I give her usually dies.
Okay.
And she's not into the roses. She's into like the Gerber daisies and, the mums. She loves mums. But everything I give her dies. So over the past few years, she finally changed her mind and I got off easy and it was, look, let's just go out to dinner. Like for this Valentine's Day, we went out this weekend. We went out Saturday night.
That's a good plan. Yeah, get ahead of it. So
I mean, you spend a little bit of money on it, but I mean, it's worth it. You have a great time. It was bring your own drinks. So, you know, usually I get her like, if it's not a big year, you know, we're both working, or if Valentine's is on like a Wednesday or something, I'll just get her, you know, a bottle of vodka or something, or a bottle of wine or champagne.
Wait a minute, a bottle of vodka. Whoa, that's an interesting gift, a bottle of vodka, not wine. She's a big vodka drinker?
Well, oh, yeah. Well, she mixes them.
I'm
a whiskey guy. I go straight. She goes the vodka. She mixes it.
Okay.
I'll hit it straight on the rocks or something.
All right. What's your upset, Joe?
My upset would be, I'd have to say, Star Wars, the Rebellion versus the Empire.
Oh, that's a good one, guys, in there. Star Wars, the Rebellion versus the Empire. That's a pretty good upset. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210 and we'll get you on board. By the way, I forgot to mention at the top of the show, and we got caught up on the student loan thing, and it's been tremendous calls. But William Barr, I have a lot of confidence in, and he has ratcheted up yesterday. Maybe we'll play some of this. Escalated the Department of Homeland Security through the Attorney General complaints against the sanctuary states and counties that are out there. Now, not Philadelphia yet. He started with the worst offenders. Jersey, Seattle. In other words, he's suing them in court for injunctive relief for ICE and for you and me, American citizens. I don't have high hopes, though, for the following reasons. Sessions tried to do some of this, not as effectively maybe as Barr might be, but it's a question of having standing. You have some Obama judges in there, some Clinton judges that throw a monkey wrench into this. You know who the people are where we live. I'm not talking about the whole country that can really nail Philadelphia. It's these goofball Republicans in Harrisburg. If they would pass some of the laws we've told you about over the last 3 or 4 years, Martina White, a Republican from Northeast Philadelphia, is a good one. There's several of them. They would take away money from them. That's the way to stop Philadelphia, to make Philadelphia hurt. Take away as much as you can. I don't care if it's hundreds of millions of dollars or $1 billion. Take away every dime till they stop it. So do I have high hopes what Barr's doing on this one? No. I'm glad he's doing it. It's an escalation. It has the attorney general in Jersey and the goofy governor going crazy that they're taking him to court over the sanctuary city, county, and state stuff. I'm not saying not to do it, But you got to understand there are legal hurdles to this that they've been able to get away with before. The way to stop this is at the state level. And this comes back to, again, why do we elect these Republicans? So I was going to ask this. I've been offered an interview by this state representative, Tom Mert. And I was thinking, should I do it? You know, we're doing national politics and all, but this is a good issue now. So ask him about these Republicans in Harrisburg. What's wrong with them? What's wrong with these overwhelming number of Republicans that we send to Harrisburg that they won't push back? Martina White has had various bills. We've had her on the show 50 times on this. It's got to be 2, 3, 4 years that would really make Philadelphia have to curtail their sanctuary city nonsense. They'd still do it, but it's going to be more difficult. They won't pass it. They don't even bring it up to vote. So the court way that Barr is trying, I'm all on board. I hope it works. I know the more effective way. And the more effective way is to take money away from Philadelphia, to starve it. That's the only way you're going to stop these people. As long as they're getting their money from the state, as long as this continues, there's no monetary punishment. It's going to be tough to stop them. Is that Dan trying to get out of buying Valentine's Day flowers?
Gotta get out of here.
That's what the song is. Tom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. Talking about the new budget from President Trump, isn't it amazing that this is the area, I was right, this area of student loan debt, things related to that, and prisoners getting more Pell Grant money under this. These are the things that are, they're going to be an issue. They break it down. People, you know, are not going to stand up there and argue how much was cut from Medicare or not from Medicare. Democrats will try it around the edges. It won't work because Trump protected all those things. It is a political budget. But there are big cuts on the EPA, and rightfully so, and bigger cuts on the Department of Education. There shouldn't be one. All it does is cause mischief. That seems to be its point. All right, let's go to some more callers. Let's go to Bob in Huntington Valley. Bob, good morning. What's your upset?
Good morning. Upset of all time, the American Revolution.
Yes, I can't declare a winner yet, but that is a leader in a clubhouse with a 2 or 3 stroke rule win a quotient here. Why do you say that?
Well, because it was kind of David versus Goliath, and everyone in the British Empire thought it was going to be a cakewalk, and we all got together and hid behind bushes and trees and won.
Yeah, the more I read about the revolution, we had O'Reilly on his book and around that. When you consider at the low point how difficult it was when they were at Valley Forge, the fact that this happened is one of the most remarkable. Revolutions are hard to pull off to start with, but against the British Empire, you got no shot.
That's correct. And, you know, they all wore red and marched in a straight line.
Well, that's the thing, too. I could go and watch the Patriot right now, you know. You guys are not playing fair. You're supposed to stand here. Imagine standing there, musket to musket. You fire, and then they get to fire at you, and you just got to be standing there reloading. It's crazy.
It is. It is. And I think flowers are at your personal choice and an option, but a little box of chocolates always puts the icing on the cake.
So let me ask you, though, you know that Dan's out of line, right? That his wife-to-be has already ruled on this. Roe has already ruled on this. We got to send the flowers, right?
Yeah. You guys are between a rose and a hard place.
Well put, Bob. Well put. All right. That's got to be the leader in the clubhouse to me. Thank you, Bob. The American Revolution, that's genius. But somebody could beat him.
Diane writes in, I'm just getting trashed now.
Yes.
It seems to have hit Twitter. So, Dan, if you work in a cubicle, are you less women than those who do not? I don't understand your statement. The point of a gift is to bless the other person.
Oh, man, they're going blessing on you and all that stuff.
I'm a sexist now, too.
Look, I got your point. Somebody's in a faraway cubicle versus in front of people. But you were kind of attacking women and saying, why do they
need... I was not attacking women.
Why do they need that
affirmation? I called it a materialistic act because...
Whoa, yes!
No, it's a materialistic act in the sense that if you have an audience that will see it,
yes,
a lot of kids, parents, right, everything that comes into your classroom, then sure, you know, it's great to display. It's something very nice.
Right.
But if you're sitting at a desk where it's their five coworkers,
right,
that see you every day...
Yes.
And, it, you know, I just don't like the idea of... the five coworkers looking like, I don't know, it's...
Well, here's a little
there's
task.
There's a difference of the audience.
Now, here's a little task for Friday. We have out here, now that all the six stations, all the family business is here for Entercom at 2400 Market, this palatial worldwide studios. There's got to be maybe about 50 women that have desks back there. Something like that.
Yep.
What's the over and under of how many will be proudly having flowers delivered here on Friday?
Well, first, I think your 50 is a very conservative estimate. I think there's got to be at least 200.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, it's the other side of the building.
Yeah,
too,
there's
all
the other side. Yeah. So I'd say 50%, maybe more.
Are going to have flowers here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep.
I don't even know how they're going to get here. They got to go through security and everything else. How stuff will be. Will we see security people trotting them up here or what?
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll I'm saying it'll be under 25%.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be kind of like Joe Biden in Iowa. You're saying it'll be Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire. Okay.
Got to put it in political terms.
Yeah, exactly. Everything is. 855-839-1210. You get on board here. That's a great upset. So far we've had Leno winning, Billy Joel coming back from bankruptcy. I like the mix-up of the Oscar, too. Jamaican bobsled, that's a great one. Star Wars, American Revolution, all right? Ultimate upsets here. Let's go to, let's see. Ben is next here in Gloucester Township. Ben's on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Dom. How are you this
Very
morning?
Very good, Ben.
Good. I had spoke to you about this before. You can kill two birds at one stone. The student debt, 1.5% of that interest that they're paying back for the student loans is paying for Obamacare.
Okay.
If you could get that through to President Trump, he could blow the Democrats right out of the water.
What, because, to publicize that?
What's that?
To publicize that when you're paying your student loan debt, that you're also paying off Obamacare.
Absolutely. And let the college kids know what the Democrats did to them.
Yeah, but a lot of them are on Obamacare. Some of them are 26 and all that. I hear you, Ben. I think that's a good play. But I think the bigger play is to take on big college. Democrats are never going to challenge college and the amount of money they're charging.
Oh, I know, because the elites are running the colleges.
Well, so-called elites. What's your upset, Ben? What's your upset?
The Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
All right. Well, with Nick Foles at the controls, is that big of an upset? I mean, I really think looking back, I would have favored Nick Foles over Tom Brady.
Oh,
just
come
saying.
On,
oh, come on. The guy was in his zone. If you were around, I've never been around Tom Brady. Can't compare to behind the scenes with Nick Foles. It just can't. All right. 855. First of all, I think he's taller than Brady. 855-839-1210.
Got a great answer via Johnny on Facebook saying Super Bowl 36. Was the first time the Patriots beat the Rams, and nobody
that
expected
was,
the Patriots
that was
to win.
A big upset.
Yeah, and it's a crazy upset because we saw what happened afterwards.
Yeah.
It was the start of a dynasty, but at the time, that first game was a huge upset.
2001, was it?
It was either 2000 or 2001.
Yeah, on the cusp of it. Yeah, was – I remember them running out. Was like, no way. That was a huge upset. Hey, by the way, to reassure you that the Trump people – Guy sent me this and continue to send positive signs – are leaving no stone unturned. This is out there in the hinterlands. And it's out there in Pennsylvania Dutch Amish country. And it says, paid for by, it's a billboard. Vote Trump, register by October 11th. Hardworking, pro-life, family dedicated, just like 2016. Paid for by Amish PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. And it has a picture of the horse and buggy. This looks like a fancy one. It's not black. It's like a metal gray. And it has an American flag and I voted on the back of it. Okay? I remember in the 2004 election getting on an Amish guy because of the Trump Bush organizing, and how that really helped in Pennsylvania. So the Trump people are really drilling down this time around. I love the guy. Their campaign manager, I think, is as good as it gets. It's not a Robbie Mook guy, this Pascal guy. Unbelievable. And he's got a sense of humor. He's the one with the Trump straws. By the way, I saw at the Bucks County Courier Times today, there's a Trump store that opened up in Bensalem. Now, how could you have a whole store? Well, the article says there's so much Trump swag of one sort or another. So many things you can buy that obviously you can have a store.
You know, there was a woman that works close to 4th and Market at our old station. She runs one of those tourist shops.
Yes.
And before an event one day, I had to find a Trump hat. So I went in, and she had a bunch of Trump hats, but they were behind the counter.
Right.
And I asked her, I go, why are these behind the counter? You know, are you scared of people, you know,
right,
doing something to them? Or And she goes, no, it's my most in-demand product by far. She says she can't keep them on the shelves.
In a tourist shop?
In a tourist shop.
Wow.
Yep, down in Old City.
In Philadelphia, where wearing the MAGA hat around is problematic. Here's something, though, I wanted to drill down on. This just came down. There was an African-American strategist on MSNBC this morning trying to explain why Michael Bloomberg has overtaken Joe Biden now among voters of color. Why has that happened? I mean, this is Biden with Obama, you know, the whole thing, and this has been his firewall. And this guy really shocked them when he said, well, he thinks African-American voters don't think any of these white people, these progressives, can win. They think Bloomberg with his money can, so they're willing to ignore Bloomberg's horrible record or very bad record. We played you earlier today, the stop and frisk thing, the stuff that he said there when he was in New York and other things that he said that you would think would knock him out with black voters. Here's my point. I want to talk about it. 855-839-1210. Now, this is to show you how complicit the media is. So, when evangelicals, and you might be one, say, well, look, I don't like Trump's three marriages. I don't like some of the insults, some of that stuff. But when I look at the totality of what this guy's done, how he's governing, how he is now, what's not to like? Of course I'm going to go with him, particularly when it's a binary choice, to take a look at how crazy the Democrats are and how destructive. Oh, you have it, Dan. Listen to this guy lay this out. And when you do, here's my point. This shows you how bad the media is, because this guy's making, in my mind, the exact same point that evangelicals do of why they could, in good conscience, because of pro-life, because of the economy, the judges, support Trump. Listen to this.
22 points in 2 weeks. How does that happen?
That happens because there's a opening in the market, right? It's kind of like Subway moved in because McDonald's and Boston Market weren't doing enough. There is a weakness, and they don't want to hear this. They're going to scream about it online. But there is a weakness in these Democratic candidates that allowed someone like Mike Bloomberg to step in with his money and connect with African-American voters. He has a terrible record. He has a terrible record on gentrification. He has a terrible record on criminal justice. He stood against the settlement for the exonerated five. So how does he move up 22%? Because you have a large number of black voters who look at these candidates and say, I don't think you can win. I don't think you'll represent me. And I will deal with this guy with this terrible record if I think that means getting rid of Donald Trump.
But why? You have 11 candidates to choose from.
Right.
And someone with a laundry list, you just listed it, of issues that the African-American voters aren't happy with. Choose Mike?
They don't trust the other candidates. And this is, Stephanie, this is a larger
issue. They trust a guy with a bad track record for issues that matter to them most.
When it comes to defeating Donald Trump, that is the largest issue. And this is why I think it matters. There are too many people talking about black voters and not talking to them. This is deeper than just going to barbershops, right? This is going to Soul Vegan Fest. This is going to black bookstores. This is going to college campuses. You have to understand that black voters don't trust most of these candidates. And they don't trust white voters in general. Black people have no reason to trust us white voters in general. That is a conversation that we often have amongst ourselves. So in a group of candidates that you don't really trust are ever going to fight for you, sometimes you just settle on, look, what can get done? And if I think this guy and his money can get it done, I will hold my nose and vote for him, even if I think he's terrible.
All right.
Wow. Now, I know a lot of people listening are saying, yeah, how come this gets a pass? Also, every time Mayor Pete comes up and they go, hey, well, by the way, he's no longer Mayor Pete. He's Encyclopedia Brown, Junior Detective. I've dubbed him that the last couple of days. It just occurred to me. That's what he reminds me of. We'll have to get some kind of sound to introduce that. But why not Mayor Pete? He's gay. They don't want to say that. There's a lot of voters, I think, that are apprehensive of that. And the media doesn't want to bring that up. But you heard what this guy said. African-American analyst. Well, Bloomberg's got a horrible record. He went all the stuff, gentrification, stop and frisk, all the other stuff that he said and done. Yeah, so why are we putting up with him? Well, we want to win because it's more important to win to stop Trump and to do the other things that Bloomberg would do that we don't trust these candidates to do. Well, why does that get a pass then? Why are people not, now this just came down today, but they're not going to jump on this. They're going to jump on evangelicals and others and try to shame them. Well, how about black voters then? Why do they get a pass here? Why do they get a pass to go with a guy like this? Well, you know the reason why, because the media thinks that Trump has to be defeated at all costs. He's an existential threat. So if that's the case, then we're okay with this. Also, we want him to lose too, so we're okay with everything, really. Isn't this pretty much on point with, take you back to 2016, and people said, but look, I don't know that any of these other Republicans can beat Hillary Clinton. And I think that's pretty much right, that they were conventional politicians like Ted Cruz. He probably wouldn't have beaten Hillary. You needed something to drive past in those three key states. In fact, he might have lost by more than just a point or two. Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio. Anybody that you want to say, they wouldn't have beaten Hillary. It took something otherworldly that we've never seen before to break through. Well, they're saying here, I don't trust Bernie or these others, not going to win. So I'm willing to put up with a guy that in their mind has made racist comments. I'm willing to put up with that because he has the money and the money will win. And that's what we need to do. And that's all that counts. Is the media going to talk about that as this is going on here with Michael Bloomberg?
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.